Yeah, let me go to this little story from a couple of days ago, yesterday, from the Cairns Post. Double Island has been left off a list of Queensland's rundown Great Barrier Reef Island resorts because it's too exclusive for the general public to visit. Now, the Palaszczuk government has put together an interagency working group to rejuvenate rundown resorts along the state's coastline. I won't go on with all the details of this, but it does say that Double Island off Palm Cove is not part of the list, despite being described as an eyesore by locals, as it was shut down 5 years ago, and it's been left in a decrepit condition. Now, it's owned by Chinese developer Benny Wu. He's promised to fix it up and have it opened by Christmas for tourists and day trippers. There seems to be a level of doubt about the likelihood of that schedule being fulfilled. It goes on to say here that Mr. Wu, who purchased Double Island's lease in 2012, has blamed the previous owners for the current rundown state of the resort. Look, I just want to get an overview of what's happening up there at Palm Cove. I put a call through to Tony Richards to talk about some of these matters. Hello, Tony.
Hi, John. How are you?
Let's just have a chat about, what the locals are saying up there. I mean, various people are saying, well, hang on a minute, it's 4 years ownership now and still nothing has happened as far as restoring it to anything like its former glory is concerned. What's going on? Do you know?
Well, the locals are 100% correct. Yes, it is a disgrace. What is happening there should not be the case. I'm reasonably across most of this. I was down in Townsville, and Dr. Stephen Miles, the Minister for Great Barrier Reef and Environment, has proclaimed that they're going to start examining all these islands, and there's about 24 of them, and about half of them are all closed in decay. And I know the focus is on Dunk and Hinchinbrook and the other ones, and I don't know at this stage that is a correct statement, that the resort at Palm Cove, Double Island, is being excluded because of its exclusivity. That is not my understanding. I think it will be coming under the same scrutiny as all the others. And it is a disgrace. And I think what we need to address to this, it is a tourism lease. It is leased to the owners for tourism purposes and that only. It has not been used for that for 4 years. Blaming the previous owners is not correct. When it was sold, there's a lot of commercial incompetence, but I can assure you that all the function things that were working on the island were working. The buildings themselves were certainly in a state, I'd say, close to the use-by date and was being addressed by the current owner. But for various health reasons or whatever, that was not proceeded, so we put the thing on the market for sale. A leading architect, flew over there with his team after Mr. Wu and his team bought it and did a complete analysis based on Mr. Wu's request, partially, to what could be done with the island. Mm. A complete master plan, an expensive one done, would cost tens of thousands of dollars to prepare, a glossy prospectus of all the detailed infrastructure, and some cost analysis of moving that into what it can be. From day visitor to 12 to 14 habitats up on the hill, which have been approved and work had started on, to 24 boutique accommodation, all feasible. The big thing, of course, it requires connectivity to the mainland, and that is the other big plus with Double Island, which the other islands don't have. It is so close to a large resort development like Palm Cove that we're only less than a kilometre across the water. Mm. And once and I won't labour it, but once the Palm Cove Harbour is finished, it will provide that access that is so required. Mm. I'm sorry to labour this, John, but it is this scuttlebutt that's keep going on, and all these things are going to happen. We've had, and let's be honest, we've had no activity on construction on that island. I am led to believe, now I'm being advised, there are no DAs, no permits, no nothing from council for any development on that island. It hasn't happened. We've had promises back in, let's think, we've had February, Chinese New Year, we had the high flyers coming in, billboards in New York, we've got, now this is going to be opened in Christmas. It beggars belief. I don't know how you can open anything up when you haven't got any permits or DAs from council to do any work on there. Mm. What is over there? Nothing. There is no licensed building over there. Nothing. So you can't use anything that's over there until it's demolished or totally rebuilt. And none of that can happen until a DA is done.
Sure.
John, What goes into the paper is only reporting what certain people are saying, and it is not correct. Well, this is a disgrace, and it needs to be fixed up.
Sounds
and
like...
I echo other comments that it needs to be done, but I can't envisage this happening under the current ownership.
Now,
John, I'll stop. I'm off the lecture box now. I'll stop and listen. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Obviously, you feel very strongly about some of these matters there. Most people listening to this don't have a picture of, well, it's heyday, I suppose, when it attracted the superstars like Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt and Keanu Reeves and Leighton Hewitt. I mean, clearly it was seen as a five-star hideaway. How dilapidated are the facilities today? Do you know?
Yes, I do know. I haven't visited them for the past 18 months or more. But yes, there is not a building. We did a complete building inspection when to facilitate this design, and there is nothing over there that's usable. To be honest, there's nothing over there that's licensed, and some of the structures have gone into such disrepair in the last 4 years that I would say that they're irretrievable. Mm-hmm. So no, the answer is there was a master plan done. It can be done, and it can facilitate all those things that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Day visitors, it can facilitate permanent living if necessary. It can facilitate a boutique resort, and done in style. And it should be the jewel of Palm Cove, not the decaying thing that it is at the moment.
By the way, the clearing up on the saddle, did that ever get sorted out?
Yes, that's all. The work has been progressed on that, and there was substantial commencement on the original buildings, which could have continued on, and work had already been done that, and the new roadway was going in. Yes, all that's it just needed some vision from the new owners, which hasn't happened, and you can't continue to blame the previous owner because that wasn't the case at all. Everything was functioning that needed to be functioned, and I would say that the basic things have gone into total disrepair at the moment.
Anyway, these reports, obviously from what you're saying, the reports of opening by Christmas are more wishful thinking than based on likelihood of fact.
John, I'm not going to enter into that too much, other than to say that I cannot believe it. I can't. I mean, we've had the opening for... I mean, to do that, you would need to have... DA is in place, you'd need to have permits in place, you'd need to have plans in place. As of last week, checking with council, there's nothing in place. There's no request, no nothing, and no permits have been issued under the current ownership for 4 years.
No, don't go away. I need an update on the marina. What's happening?
Progressing very well, John. At the moment, it is before government on various levels and is having favourable views, if I could say that, without preempting any announcements, but there could be something very positive coming soon. And that, of course, facilitates many, many things, but particularly access to the island. And the other thing, of course, is it doesn't matter what you do on the island until there is access from a safe harbour. You can't get access it safely. All right.
Now, of course, the debate over the recent months has been very much to do with providing extra wharves, extra access to the Coral Sea for boaties on the northern beaches. Now, originally it was all about the northern end of the northern beaches, but now the focus has gone way back to the south with the prospect of two wharves at Yorkeys Knob. There is also talk of one at Kawarra, and no support, it would seem, at the government level for one at Palm Cove or Ellis Beach. So that leaves the pressure very much on the development that you're keen on there at the northern end of Palm Cove.
Yes. Well, it's not what I'm keen on. The facility was built, the original jetty was built for a harbour, and all I'm trying to do, not trying to do, which we are going to do, is to facilitate that back into the harbour and obviously put other infrastructure in that provides that access. The one that I think the other things you mentioned there, Ellis and Kawarra and things like that, the government has looked at putting in a boat ramp in another location, and I personally think that's a sound idea. I don't believe that a major boat ramp facility in Palm Cove is realistic. I think there's better places for it, but I don't think that changes access from people in the northern beaches to it. But the harbour itself, no, that's probably very, very advanced to the point that I think there should be some announcement soon.
So you're actually not as keen on the ramp as you might have been before at the northern end of Palm Cove?
Well, John, we were progressing a total package, and it had to be examined as a total package, which had to include, we can't just say, well, we're not going to put a boat ramp in, it would be absurd. We were looking at putting a boat ramp in, and one could go in, but it's not putting the boat ramp in, it's the infrastructure that surrounds it, of the parking of the trailers and stuff like that, and that there are better locations that I think the government has identified with their committee that may be better suited, not necessarily for access to the water, but certainly for parking of trailers and whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a sensible way to go, considering if the harbour does, when it is finalised, there will be considerable amount of usage there for marine vessels going to the reef and to the islands and to Double Island and places like that. So, yes, It's probably a good thing in some respects, but we weren't precluding it, and we haven't precluded our current plans at the moment.
Sure.
It's just that if there's better facilities coming up, well, we'll obviously make them. Yeah.
Good on you, Tony. Thank you.
Appreciate your time, John. Thank you very much.
That's Tony Richards on the line. How's the time going now? It's 16.